Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Before I came on this broadcast, I was in prayer, and I just want to obey the Lord. I don't have a particular message or subject to share with you, but I just want to obey the Lord. I feel there's a brother listening that really needs the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That, brother, you're, as it were, a mighty soldier or an armor bearer in his army. Now, the enemy has done everything he can to make you feel that you are totally ineffectual, but God has given you a backbone of steel. You will not retreat or back down, but you're going to stand your ground for righteousness' sake, and you're going to lift up the standard of the Lord. Now, I don't know if this is just one brother, there may be others, but you know, as my husband used to say, if the shoe fits, wear it. But I just sense someone has just really come under attack, but the Lord has made you powerful in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, I saw you holding a banner, which is like a standard, a flag of the Lord. And as the enemy was attacking and causing many to run to and fro and stumble in fear and confusion, that they would take heart and they would find hope as they saw you lift up the banner of the Lord. And as they looked towards you, I saw, as it were, the angels of the Lord coming to minister to them, to bind up their wounds. And as I continued to watch in the Spirit, I saw you lift a silver trumpet to your lips, which caused the ranks of the enemy to retreat and shrink away from the sound. Now, in Scripture, the trumpet is a type of prophetic utterance. It's basically the delivery, the speaking forth of God's word. And silver, of course, signifies redemption as well as the purity of God's word. As Psalm 12 and 6 says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. So, you know, I don't know who I'm ministering to, but be encouraged, brother. The Lord sees you as a mighty man of valor, and He's training you and leading you in the very service of the King. Praise God. For the Lord would say, beloved, the Lord would take the feeble and the weak and the foolish things of this world to confound and bring to naught the wise and the strong of this world system. I have chosen those who have been rejected by man, and I have called those whose hearts hunger after righteousness, those whose hearts hunger after the Lord, that I may fill them with the very glory of my presence. Behold, the Spirit of the Lord shall bring down every high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of the Lord, and I shall cause dominions to be destroyed, and I shall cause my kingdom to be established in the hearts of my people, that they may go forth and proclaim the word of the Lord. Beloved, a new anointing is coming to you. I have seen you as you've waited before me and said, how long, Lord, how long? I say, but in a little while you shall see the glory of the Lord arise upon you. You've heard it prophesied. You've read it in my word. But behold, says the Lord, the days are coming when you shall see it with your own eyes, and you shall rejoice, for my power is real. My word is real, and I shall not retract it, but it shall go forth to accomplish that which I've purposed, that which I have decreed. Rejoice, for you are a part of that which I am doing, and I shall thrust you out even into the vanguard, as it were, even to the front of the battle line, that you will follow behind the captain of the host, and you shall claim new ground for the Lord. You shall go forth with new vision and with new purpose, and know that I have called you for this hour, and that I myself am equipping and qualifying you with the badge of my authority, says the Lord. With regal robes upon you shall you go forth to do battle in the name of the Lord. Faint not, for I have called you for such an hour as this. Rejoice, for great is your portion, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for your ministry. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening and emboldening and encouraging your beloved. Thank you, Lord, for mighty warriors, mighty soldiers in the army of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those who are willing to go to the forefront, to those who are willing to stand, to those who are willing to intercede, to those who are willing to encourage and lift up the weak, to those who are willing to unfurl, as it were, the banner of the Lord, to those who are willing to stand in the secret place and praise the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you and I glorify you and I magnify your name. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a sister listening, and you have been undergoing a lot of persecution from those who have really risen up against you. Their words have been like knives. They've come against you with all manner of evil speaking, and the Lord would say to you, daughter, pay no mind to those who would discredit you, to those who would put you down, to those who would ridicule you or try to make you feel foolish. They do not know what they do. For I have placed the treasure of my presence in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of yourself. Therefore, pray for those who would despitefully use you, do good to your enemies, thereby heaping coals of fire upon their heads. As it is written, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Know that a quiet and a meek spirit is of great price before me, and I myself, will defend as well as vindicate you, says the Lord. I will put in your mouth pearls of great wisdom, and even you shall be astonished at times at the words that will proceed from your mouth. It is not your wisdom, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. Rejoice, beloved, with exceeding great joy, as you stand faithful in my love and in my patience and in my long suffering. You shall have a sure reward in this life as well as in the life to come, says the Lord your Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your precious words of ministry. You know, as the Lord was sharing that word, I was reminded of the words in the Gospels of what was recorded of Jesus' words on the Sermon on the Mount. And it was in that fifth chapter when Jesus speaks about how we should treat our enemies. He said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you. For you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Then follows one of the most amazing commands of Jesus, as he said in Matthew 5, 46 and 48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And it's interesting to note the context of this command. He's inferring that the ability to love in the way God loves, which is, of course, agape love, perfect love, is in relation to those who are unloving. And that sums up the whole of perfection, if you will. And he did say, you know, His love would cover a multitude of sins. Of course, God is, you know, He's a just God. He's a faithful God. If the important thing, beloved, is that if we can have the right attitude toward our enemies, if we can really bless them and pray for them, those who despitefully use us, who even speak evil against us, if our hearts are right, then, beloved, if we are willing to do that, then God is free, because we are walking in His righteousness and we are blameless before Him. Then He is able to deal with our adversaries. He's able to deal with those who are causing us all kinds of problems. And I just want to stop for a moment. I just want to pray. Father, You see those who are having such a time. You see this sister who's having such a time with those that are speaking lies and evil against her. Father, I ask for that grace. I ask for that strength in the Lord to be able to love as You love. The Lord, that she will be able to bless in the spite of their unkindness and their evil deeds. And Lord, I'm also asking that You will do a work, Lord, in those who have come against her. Lord, You said we could stand still and see the salvation of our God. We could stand still and see You fight our battles. So Father, I ask that You would shut the mouth of the enemy. I ask, Father, that You would confuse those who would rise up against her, that You would bring confusion into the ranks of the enemy. Lord, we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And Father, I thank You that those who are being motivated by the enemy, You would just shut their mouths, shut the mouth of the roaring lion, Lord, and I speak peace in the situations, Father, in Jesus' name, and that Your purposes and that Your name would be glorified. I give You praise and honor and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. I thank the Lord for how He has ministered. And as I said, if you've not received a personal word as often as, you know, as in times, years pass, as the Lord would minister a prophetic word in the service, I'd always take it for myself. It's like, Lord, thank You. I can take that. I can take that ministry. I can take that word of knowledge for my own life. And so thank you for joining me today. And as we wait on the Lord for our next time together, we'll see what the Lord has. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer requests, note down that contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for your prayer support as well as your financial gifts. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.